This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Love Brand You, the show about personal branding, how your values, beliefs, and actions help you define and discover your calling and the evolution of you and your brand. I'm your host, Sam Rafis. On today's show, we are talking about collaboration. It takes teamwork and collaboration to build and grow as a person, a business, and a brand. Some of my most epic aha moments in my life have resulted from collaborating with others. My guest today is one of those individuals. David Savage brings over 42 years of expertise. Yes, you heard me. Over 42 years. And to look at him, you wouldn't think that. Expertise, experience in leadership in oil and gas, healthcare, entrepreneurship, conflict management, and more. Since 2007, he has focused on building capacity, innovation, and accountability in people. He is a podcast host and the author of the collaborative podcast series that just recently came out. And this book includes 75 guests from 8 nations. And usually at this time in the show, I share a quote or a little story from another person that speaks to the topic of the show. However, on today's show, I want to share with you the dedication David wrote in his book from that came out last year, which I have a copy in my hands. David's book from last year, Breakthrough to Yes, Unlocking the Possible Within a Culture of Collaboration, which he released in 2016. And why I want to read this is because it so clearly articulates why David is a friend and mentor to me and many others. It will affirm to you why he is such a master at living and sharing what true collaboration is. So here we go. I dedicate this book and my work to our grandmothers and grandfathers, to our granddaughters and grandsons, to all who believe leading for we is greater than leading for me, and to you, the reader, who is part of this paradigm shift from top down to collaborative leadership. To the 100 plus people around the world that have provided me with their wisdom for this book. To the 45 guests from around the world from my internet radio show and 15 podcasts. To my family and especially my grandchildren and to our shared future. You teach me and with collaboration, we create our great future by working together. Better. David, every time I read that, it does bring a tear to my eye. And I welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Sam. And thank you for your mentorship and friendship. Listeners, Sam and I have collaborated through the Canadian Association of Professional Speakers and co-led, along with Connie Cook, the Fast Track program to develop professional speakers business. I'm thrilled to be on your podcast and connect with your audience, Sam, and thank you so much for the invitation. I believe in the collective insight. I believe that we are connected. And I really want to talk today about collaboration, how you design it, and mostly about negotiating from your values. You know, what is your Inukshuk? How do you negotiate? How do you collaborate? Where do you start?
And I think that's a perfect intro for you to share a bit about your backstory and why you do what you do, David.
Because I'm curious. And at my age, after 42 years in business, and raising my children on my own and having a number of significant conflicts throughout my career, I realize that we are better together. So my career is my purpose, about helping people be better together, to work better together, for cross-organizational collaborations, and for helping me negotiate with myself.
So share a bit more about that when you say negotiating with myself.
Yeah, I've got, your listeners care to go to my website, there's a Realms of Negotiation graphic that I prepared about 10 years ago. So the outside ring of this large globe circle is negotiating with the world. Then there's negotiating within your nation. Then there's negotiating within your organization, community, negotiating with your family. And the inner circle of the realms of negotiation is negotiating with myself. Because in fact, it is far easier in my career, especially in oil and gas. Me and a few partners created 5 different oil and gas companies in a 10-year period, built them, sold them. It's far easier to negotiate $500,000 deals, $500 million deals, and in one case, a $750 million deals. Because with those big deals, those negotiations, you've got everybody's attention. All the resources are there for you. It's a matter of getting the best deal for everyone. And that's for everyone, not just my organization.
And in those bigger deals, everyone has such a big stake in it that do you think it sometimes when it comes to our own personal collaboration that if there's not so much money on the table that it's a difference?
Yes, very much. Thank you, Sam. That's exactly what I believe is it is way more difficult to negotiate with your partner, with your husband, wife, spouse, with your children, because everything is at stake. It's your, not only your brand, but it's your heart and your soul. So everything is at stake. And where we fail to negotiate is when we say yes too often, when we keep trying to please, when we treat, be part of a team and we fail ourselves. So that I truly believe the most difficult negotiations are negotiating with myself. It's not about being a team player or getting along or compromise. It's what's most important to me. And in this moment, how do I stand for that? How do I stand for my values, my integrity, my belief in collaboration?
So what do values have to do with negotiation and collaboration?
Yeah. So as an example, I know you and I value diversity.
Yeah.
That is diversity of age, demographics, cultures, expertise, professions, trades, all sorts of diversity. How can we get that young Aboriginal woman from Australia involved in our negotiation? If we value diversity in our negotiation, then we'll resist sitting around rectangular tables in office towers by, a group of, 6 middle-aged white guys and maybe 2 middle-aged white women, and really say, what's missing here? If I value diversity, how do I change this? How do I bring in the perspectives of that Aboriginal woman from Australia, or whoever the client is, whoever the focus of this negotiation is? How do we bring them in and include them? What I'll say even more is if we fail to do that, which whether it's pipeline companies, whether it's Walmart, whether it's whomever, when we fail to bring in our cousins, our daughters, our grandmothers, and they're affected, they will find a way to get involved. And it's not going to work out as well as if you simply include them early and often.
And as you say that, I'm thinking of both the positive and the negative. For our listeners, you must have hundreds of examples. Can you give me an example of something that went well and something that didn't go well. Like you mentioned, you know, people will get their point across either with you or without you. So am I making sense to
yes
in my question to you?
Definitely. I'll give you two ends of the same spectrum. If you value diversity and you seek, you know, let me back up a little bit, Sam and listeners. In my first book, Unlocking the Possible Within a Culture of Collaboration, I offer 10 essential steps to collaboration. In addition to seek diversity, there's also embrace conflict. But what I will say at the one end, the most difficult end for me, and I think most of us, is the personal conflict. So when I'm in conflict with my partner, with my son, it's really, really challenging. It's hard to have those difficult conversations and those necessary conversations. And that's where we just become mindful, slow down, say, is it more important to be right in this moment? Or is it more important to be respectful so we can build and learn from this conflict? That's a hard thing to do. It's a very hard thing for me to do. You know, people look at me as an expert in dispute resolution, negotiation, collaboration.
Yeah.
And way too often, I really fail when it really matters the most with the people that I love.
Well, is it, I often say it's because we're so close to it.
Yeah. Yeah, the outcomes are dangerous. We don't want to lose them. We don't want to offend them. We all too often get triggered in anger and reactivity. And let's just choose the intention, which is my step one. Set intention. What is my intention in this moment, in this negotiation, in this collaboration, in this podcast? For example, my intention is to be grateful to my friend Sam and to offer some insights to you, the listeners. Now, I also talked about the other end of the spectrum where it's the consequences are great, but it's not as fearful. So what I will get a lot of examples, but one that's very dramatic and ties back to my family is about, let me say, 15 years ago, me and a couple others were running a small Canadian natural gas exploration company. We were drilling some wells just north of Calgary. And we had a landowner there, or the neighbor of the landowner we were dealing with, that was threatening. He would bring out his gun to meet our engineers and threaten them. And I contacted this neighbor and said, first thing we got to do is you got to commit to only deal with me. You leave our contractors and our staff alone. I'm the guy you talk with. Will you do that? And my commitment to you is you can phone me 24/7. Doesn't matter. Yeah, Sunday night at midnight, call me. Here's my cell. He agreed to that, but it got much worse. We ended up putting up video cameras, and I told him we were doing it. Said, you know, if the stuff that's going on that you say is going on, we want to know about it. And at the same time, we want a record as to what you're doing on our lease site. Well, unfortunately, a couple weeks later, he contacted me. I was downtown Calgary at work in my office. I raised my kids alone. So my children were at our home. And he told me, I'm outside your house. I know all three of your kids are there. And here's some of the things I'm planning to do. So horrific possibilities. But interestingly enough, I didn't lose control there, because I've got the skills as a negotiator, negotiating from values. Really wanted to hear him, really wanted to set some boundaries, really wanted to be clear as to what I was prepared to say yes and no to. And I talked him down, and ultimately he was arrested and dealt with. But I guess I use that contrast, including my family, twice, because when it's negotiating with one of my daughters, it's very challenging, especially when they're about 15 or 16. And Sam, you know this.
I've got three of them right now.
But when it was negotiating professionally with somebody, even though they were threatening my family, I was confident in how to do it. So my hope through our conversations today is negotiate from your values of whether it's diversity, embracing conflict, transparency, fairness. Let me talk a minute about fairness, because we learned long ago that win-win was better than win-lose.
Okay, hold that thought, David, because I want to know about this. I want to take a break because I think fairness, and we talked about earlier, before we got on the show, we talked about being right and who gets to be right. Let's get to that after the break, because I know it'll be a little bit longer conversation and I need to take a break. So let's do that and let's come back to your story on fairness and we'll get into that.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Are you a speaker who has an inspiring, insightful message that will help women entrepreneurs grow their businesses? If the answer is yes, we invite you to become a pro member of the eWomen Speakers Network. We have over 500,000 women connected through 118 chapters spread across North America. We're looking for speakers to share their wisdom and breakthrough ideas. Go to eWomenNetwork.com and join our Speakers Network. The benefits for pro speakers are incredible. Go to eWomenNetwork.com.
We are back to Love Brand You with my guest, David Savage. David, before the break, you were going to take us into the story about fairness and being right.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. And I just want to reflect how much I appreciate the name of this podcast, Love Brand You, because I think in a lot of ways we're actually talking about the same thing in your work and my work. You know, I encourage leaders to lead from love, not fear or scarcity. And, you know, loving ourselves is pretty darn important. It is important to stand for me. And that's where I want to segue back into this fairness. And I will say that just a few days ago, I was working with an organization, and partway through the workshop, I said, some of us have heard the expression, nobody gets to be wrong. So as a professional coach, I often would say that nobody gets to be wrong. Everybody's right from their experience, their background, their perspective. But in this workshop, I challenged them. I said, and nobody gets to be right. The reason I say that, and it just shocked them, and I hope your listeners are a little bit shocked, to say, well, if nobody gets to be wrong and nobody gets to be right, well, how do we move forward? Well, we move forward realizing that what's right for me, what's right for Sam, what's right for our listeners is incomplete. Only through collaborative insight, only through conversations with people that are against us, only through really, truly opening ourselves up to possibilities, can we at all expect to get more right, less wrong. And touch back on teenage daughters again. You know, it's winning an argument isn't the intention.
No.
It's winning their right to run their lives based on values you hope they embrace. Trust, respect, freedom, power, transparency. That's their brand. And that's, as parents, that's all we can do to support them. You know, what I will say is, as a father, I learned that after challenging my 16-year-old daughters to say, I believe in you. What's right for you? And let's have that collaborative conversation. What do we value? Well, we value safety, for example. Safety for our sons and daughters is so critical.
Yeah.
So let's have that conversation, that negotiation with those people you love the most is, how do we make sure that we incorporate safety into your actions Saturday night, into your negotiations with your boyfriend?
Yeah. Tell me, you know, we could talk about our teens. We could talk about negotiation, collaboration for hours. But I want to go into, I ask my guests each week the same question of every guest. What is one of your best daily habits that keeps you aligned with you and your brand?
Every morning when I wake up and start my day at 5:30 a.m., I set my intention. What is it that I intend to focus my energy on, my negotiations, my work on today that will help me build my work, which is to make our shared future a better place for all of us? And it's an open heart. It's a mindfulness. Those intentions, those values are simply critical. And I think too often leaders get lost. They want to win. They want to fight back as opposed to... I'm just thinking, Sam, about one of my favorite quotes from Viktor Frankl. And many of your listeners may have heard this. You know, the survivor of 4 Nazi death camps. And we were talking about the wedge of awareness, the space. And I don't have that quote in front of me, but it's about there is a space between stimulus and response, and how you use that space determines the quality of your life. So whether it's love or hostility, take a breath, remind yourself in that moment, in that difficult conversation, about what your intention is long term to create a better future together. Set that intention, then you will change that conversation, that negotiation, that relationship. It will be based on love and possibility.
Thank you, David. I like that a lot. Tell our listeners how they can connect with you.
My website is davidbsavage.com, as in davidbrucesavage.com. And they have all the resources there, my contact information. I would actually love to hear from your listeners, Sam. You know, one of the things that you and I have talked about that I will challenge your listeners and invite your listeners is the importance, especially for women entrepreneurs, to actually build a collaborative personal board of directors. You know, seek out those wise women and men of all demographics who can help you accomplish your dreams, who aren't just gonna say, yeah, Dave, you're just awesome.
Yeah.
I don't need any more attaboys. I need people to challenge me and challenge me from very different perspectives. So there's a challenge, and that's something I know both Sam and I love to do, is to support those future amazing leaders and help them get on that fast track.
Absolutely. And I I also like being in a room of people that challenge me too. So when you were saying that, and one of my goals for 2018 is to surround myself with people that are much more diverse and I don't know if smarter is the word, but know more than me. I don't, you know, it's great to be a leader. I love working with so many of my clients and, you know, helping them achieve their goals. But my goal for 2018 is to surround myself with more of those people that are making me reach a little bit more.
May I share one of my primary goals this year and next year?
Of course.
Life hacking. Some of us know that expression. Life hacking is just simplification.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, you and I and many of your listeners give too much.
Yes, we do.
So much energy goes out, and it appears at times that not much comes back. So simply notice, and that's what I've been doing this year and will continue to do next year, is to actually notice where the energy comes back and focus my energy there.
That is a really good tip for all of us. All right. We are here at the end of our show, but leave us with your best parting words of wisdom.
You matter. I matter. We matter. And no matter what's going on around us and around the planet, we can be better together. So let's collaborate.
Perfect. And on that note, thank you, David. Listeners, head on over to davidbsavage.com for David, to samrafus.com for me. Head to iTunes and subscribe to Love Brand You. If you like what you have heard or have a comment on today's show, I'd appreciate it if you took a moment of your time and left a review. I'm your host, Sam Rafus. And until next time, keep sharing the love.
This is the EWN Podcast Network.